Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com, beaconbaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We're back to Colossians 3:11 that we started yesterday, which is a proclamation that is full of important information and important applications for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ today and how we are to relate to one another within the body of Christ. And in short, it tells us that God defines the members and the relationships that exist within the body of Christ. We don't do that. We don't define the members. We don't define the relationships. God does. That's His prerogative. After all, it's His church. It's Christ's church. It's not our church. Sometimes we get the idea that the church that we belong to is my church. And because we have certain ways to make decisions and influence certain outcomes of the church, we think in terms of what I want my church to be like, what I want my church to be like. And our supreme question in every consideration and decision is, what does God want the church to be like? What does the Bible reveal about the church and what it should be like? And Colossians 3:11 is a very, very important verse in that discussion. And speaking of the church, it says in verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free. But Christ is all and in all. So we'll continue studying this text as we gather together around the Word of God on this Thursday, October 27. And we can do so because some of you are kind enough to help us financially pay the bills to keep this broadcast on the air. All right, you remember that we have before us a specified realm, indicated by that opening word, where there is neither Jew nor Greek. And he's talking about this new realm, this realm of the new man, the new life, the regenerate life, and the community of people who share that life, namely the church. We really have to back up again to verse 9, where the sentence begins, "Do not lie to one another." He's talking very much about our relationships with one another as Christians. "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all." So this specified realm is the new realm as opposed to the old realm. It is the regenerate life in contrast with the unregenerate life. It is the new man in contrast with the old man, and it is our life together, what we do together. Do not lie to one another, etc. And in these relationships among believers in the community of faith, which is, of course, the local church, there is neither Jew nor Greek and so forth. So in this specified realm, there is a prohibited situation. In this realm, there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised. We'll get into all of those details in a moment. There is neither. Or one translation puts it in the New Realm, where there is no room for. And one other translator paraphrased it to say, where these distinctions do not and cannot exist in the New Realm, the realm of the church, the realm of the body of Christ. Now, what we have before us in Colossians 3:11 is a representative list. There are four pairs, three contrasts, and one parallel. Four pairs, four things that are juxtapositioned, juxtaposed one to another, but three of them are contrasting pairs, and one of them is a parallel pair. Look at that with me as I work through it. Neither Greek nor Jew, that's contrasting. Circumcised nor uncircumcised, that's contrasting. Barbarian, Scythian, that's not contrasting, that's parallel. Slave nor free, that's contrasting. You've got three contrasts and one parallel in these four pairs. And then it concludes with a necessary reminder, but Christ is all and in all. In other words, it is emphasizing the supremacy of Christ. In this realm, Christ is preeminent. In this realm, his word is what guides and defines the relationship. This is his design, not ours. But Christ is all and in all, in everything, as it relates to this realm. Agreed? Surely we all agree at this point. Now, we also have to understand that this list in Colossians 3:11 is a representative list. There are other similar lists in other places that are not identical but similar. For example, we have one of these in Galatians 3:28. It says, "For as many as you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, but you are a one in Christ Jesus." Now that list is different. That one only has three pairs. Two of them are the same as the ones we find in Colossians. One of them is different, male and female. Now that's not the same statement, it's not the same context, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar. This is another list of things that we have to consider in regard to the body of Christ. And then you'll find one also in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we read this in verse 13. "For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." Every one of these lists contain that pair, Jews and Greeks, and slaves or free. But the Colossians one has its own particular set of distinctions, contrasting pairs, doesn't it? All right, now let's analyze these contrasting pairs, or these pairs, three contrast and one parallel. First of all, Greek nor Jew. That's a racial matter. Secondly, circumcised nor uncircumcised. That's a religious matter. Thirdly, barbarian, Scythian, that's a cultural matter. I'll deal more with that in a moment. And then finally, slave nor free, that's an economic social classification. So go back and go through these again, these four pairs. Number one, Greek nor Jew. There is neither Greek nor Jew. Now, the world of Paul's day was extremely conscious of the racial distinctions between Greeks. That's kind of a general term for Gentiles, although it actually has in mind the more cultured group of Gentiles, the better educated ones, the more cultured ones, Greeks and Romans, as opposed to when it gets down to barbarian Scythians. That takes you into a different realm. But nevertheless, Greeks was a word that is generally used as a synonym for Gentiles in the New Testament in most places where it's found. It doesn't mean specifically people who are from the Greek peninsula. It means people of this part of the Mediterranean world who have been influenced by Greek culture. After all, the Greek Empire existed before the Roman Empire, and it had great influence over this part of the world. And so at one time, nearly everybody in that world was a Greek in a general sense, because they were all under the rule of Greece, Alexander the Great and so forth. And then the Romans ascended to supremacy, and the Greek world became the Roman world, and the Roman world actually was larger than the Greek world, and everybody was under Roman influence, but Rome didn't destroy the Greek culture. It imbibed it. It exalted it. And so Greek is a term for Gentiles, but it's also a term for your better class of Gentiles. But in this contrast, you're talking about Greeks in contrast with Jews. Now, everybody recognizes there's a big difference there. Greeks or Gentiles on the one hand, Jews on the other hand. And there was a huge demarcation here, as you know. You can't read the Gospels without understanding that. You can't read anything about the first century world without understanding that. The great class distinction, racial distinction, actually, between Jews and Gentiles, between Jews and Greeks. Jews were so proud of their racial heritage, tracing themselves all the way back to Abraham, the father of their country, and they maintained their racial distinction, and they erected barriers against anyone else, as you know. Jesus, when he went through Samaria, which was a mixed breed territory that where Jews had intermarried with Gentiles and you had Samaritans. And we read in the Gospels that the disciples were very surprised that Jesus went there because everybody knows that, this was the woman at the well who said this. She said, Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. That's the condition that existed in that world. Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jews have as little to do as possible with Gentiles. There is a great racial divide there, and the Jews do their best to maintain it, to maintain their segregated existence, and to have as little contact with Gentiles as possible. That's a racial matter. But in Christ, that's gone. In Christ, there is neither Greek nor Jew. Imagine that. That's amazing in that world. Everybody thought in terms of Greek and Jew. That was the biggest racial divide of them all. Everybody was conscious of that. And to a large degree, the Jews hated the Gentiles, and the Gentiles hated the Jews. They returned the favor. And they had as little to do with Jews as possible. They considered the Jews to be very unsociable people. They didn't want anything to do with them, very undesirable people. So the Jews thought the Gentiles were very undesirable, and they had nothing to do with them if they could. And the Gentiles thought the Jews were very undesirable, and they had nothing to do with them if they could. But in Christ, that distinction doesn't exist anymore. Now, it's not easy to just snap your fingers and change a lifetime of prejudices and thought patterns in this regard, but Christ expects them to. We'll have to continue tomorrow. Please join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.